Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, July 21st. It was comfortable out. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food, and we tell them where to go. Lieutenant, look at you.
It is comfortable wrapping
up.
Out.
Yeah, it is nice. Wrapping up 28 years.
28 years, yeah. Last week was my anniversary, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
And now you've got a week or so to go?
10 days left, yep. 10 days left. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is the first time I won't have a job since I was 16 years old. So,
well, people are very concerned. We're getting emails and texts asking if you're still going to be with us on Friday, and we're going to make you come here regardless.
Right. We'll just have to start introducing this Lieutenant retired. Which, you know what?
Tired.
People always ask, are you worried about it? And I'm like, you know, there has been a day. There was one day where I started getting worried about what am I going to do with myself if I'm retired. And then there's been one day where my wife got really jealous that I'm retiring and she's not. So other than that, everything's just been getting to it.
Well, you know, take it one day at a time. So this restaurant you're reviewing, this was suggested by a listener, wasn't it?
It was. It was one of the texts that we got, but we don't have a name because they didn't put their name on the they don't put names on the text. So we see the numbers.
Well, this person will know who they are.
Right. So they recommended Schmaltz Deli at 3011 Ogden Road in Lisle, which is, I haven't been to Lisle since I had a friend that went to Illinois Benedictine 20 years ago. So it was really nice. It's a nice little town there in Lisle. You guys, you're doing a great job out there. It's the home of Joy Morton, who was the Morton Salt Company, was born in Lisle.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Which then got me thinking of the Salt Shed and how I haven't been to a concert yet, and I really want to go because I think that's going to be a really cool venue.
Yeah, that's the new hotspot in that neighborhood. So, you know, we always talk about how we don't have enough delis around here.
That's true.
And did you like this one?
I really did. And it's funny because it's obviously I went during dinner time, and I went inside and I sat down, but based on the way the parking lot is laid out, it is clearly a popular place. The way that they have a drive-through and the parking lot's laid out to facilitate people going through the drive-through. They must have two lanes of drive-through, and when I went there wasn't anybody in the drive-through, but I went inside and I had some sandwiches and stuff, and they have a dining room, a very nice dining room with you go down, unusual for delis, but you go sit down at the table and they come out, they have waiters who are very nice, and they also have the deli side where you can buy stuff
at the counter.
Right.
What'd you have?
Well, I had the overstuffed corned beef with chopped liver, which is always my go-to.
Wow. Overstuffed, yeah. Is right.
Overstuffed. You know, and it's really funny, if you're not very hungry, so they have overstuffed sandwiches and they have half stuffed sandwiches. Now, I ordered the overstuffed sandwich thinking that I would eat half of it and then I could take half of it and have it the next day. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I normally do when I go to these delis. Unfortunately, it was really good, and so I ate the whole thing right there, including matzo ball soup.
Oh, man, that's the standard by which you judge a good Jewish deli by.
Right, yeah. You know, it's really funny. I can remember being a kid and looking at matzo ball soup and going, I'm never eating that stuff.
Oh, now it's fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah, and the this one was a good one?
It was very good. It was very good. It was, you know, the way you could tell a good matzo ball soup is the firmness of the, you have to be able to use your spoon to cut a piece of the matzo ball off. It's not floating away or disintegrating in the soup. Mm-hmm. And this was really good, really solid there.
And as far as the menu is concerned, besides your overstuffed corned beef and what was it?
Chopped liver.
Besides that, yeah. What else did you
which
check
is,
out?
By the way, chopped liver is fantastic. All right, for you kids, it's not like liver. It's
no.
Not like when you were growing up, liver and onions. It's chopped liver. Just try it. It's good.
My mom used to make it.
Yeah,
I love it. Some salt on there, tomato maybe.
Yeah. And it's really, this is another thing too. If you go to a deli and they have, if they don't have chopped liver on the menu, it means it's not a popular deli because it's you can only make and sell chopped liver. It doesn't last very long. So most delis don't have it on the menu until they're popular enough that people are asking for it.
Good point.
And all right, so they do have a whole menu where they have other stuff besides deli stuff. They have, they have the corned beef and the pastrami, but they also have gourmet burgers and hot dogs. And today is the last day of hot dog week. So they have some specials today.
Nice.
And they also have their own brand of hot dogs that they sell. You can buy it by the package at the deli part of the thing. And they also have entrees. So you can get a good brisket. And they also have a brisket sandwich, but they have a brisket dinner. And cabbage rolls, which are my wife's favorite. Well, cabbage rolls.
Extensive sounding menu. Lately I've been finding places that have Reubens. I like Reuben sandwiches.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I don't like Reuben sandwiches. Even though I like everything that's in a Reuben sandwich, for some reason when it's all together, I don't,
really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's weird how you have the taste like that sometimes.
Yeah, they have it on the menu at this place.
They do. They have Reubens. It seems to be very popular. Their number one selling is called the sloppy. I'm sorry, Sloppy Paul, and it's their version of the Reuben. So they have the corned beef or pastrami on marble rye with Swiss cheese and sauerkraut and Russian dressing. So,
I'm making a road trip, trip.
I don't know. I mean, I like Russian dressing. I like sauerkraut. I have it on hot dogs sometimes.
In retirement, your palate will become more sophisticated, yes. I think. It's Schmaltz's Deli, 3011 Ogden Avenue in Lyle. I'm looking at those cookies. Wow. We'll talk about that with Lieutenant Haynes momentarily. Our Friday food investigation continues. Lieutenant, tell me where these huge, colorful cookies came from.
Well, an investigation is the right way to put it, because I went to Cookie Dough Creations at 22 West Chicago Avenue in Naperville, and it's right in their downtown Naperville. And I went there because they're really, although I brought cookies in, what they're known for is cookie dough.
Hmm.
They sell raw cookie dough, different flavors. It looks like they have also ice cream, so they have ice cream case and they have the cookie case, which is the same kind of thing. And they're made without eggs, so they're safe to eat.
So you can eat the cookie dough raw.
Right. You get a cup of raw cookie dough, which is apparently a thing. My daughter...
The kids love it.
Oh, yeah. The kids, yeah. I can't... It's the only place I've ever known where they actually literally serve it in a store like it's ice cream. So you can get a cup of it, and you can try different flavors. And
they've been doing that for a long time, right?
Yeah, well, they've been there a while, but I never heard of it before. So I thought I'd investigate. You know, for all our listeners, go try some raw cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get sick; it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I like chocolate chip cookies, so I got chocolate chip cookie dough and tried that out. But I wasn't sure. Even though they said it was okay, but I wasn't sure if buying it, or getting it yesterday and bringing it in would be safe. So I got regular cookies, which they also have. And their regular cookies are, as you can see, very big. They're a full 4 ounces for each cookie. And they have several different kinds. Chocolate chip, I got...
I get the feeling this is like, you get your homemade feel in this place, right?
Yeah. And it's, it's all a bunch of nice kids that are there. When you walk in, and it's got a bench along one wall so you can sit there and eat and do whatever. And they have ice cream. They make shakes out of the ice cream and cookie dough mixed in a shake, which is also pretty good. And there's like an arcade in the back, and there's a seating area in the back. And this area of Naperville, Chicago Avenue, is especially this time of year, is crowded all the time. People walking around. There's a bunch of nice little restaurants nearby, a bunch of bars nearby. And so it's like the whole town seems to be walking around like it's a very small town feel.
Yeah, Naperville's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the cookies, as I understand it now, they use all the real ingredients here, right?
Right, yeah. They're gourmet cookies. They use fresh. Everything's fresh, so the cookies are made like every day. If you need to get, if you want to order a dozen, you got to order them in advance because they look like they're almost sold out.
Did you try a shake with the cookie dough in it?
I did. Yeah, I like it. If you haven't tried it before, the first time is a little strange because the texture is a little different than what you're used to. But what it reminded me of is if you get a cookie with ice cream on it and the ice cream starts melting after a while, you're having a conversation, you're talking. That's what it reminded me of, like melted ice cream and a cookie.
All right,
mixed together. So it was really good.
I'm convinced. It's Cookie Dough Creations, 22 West Chicago Avenue in Naperville. All the news for you at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have a lot of restaurant news, Lieutenant.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to mention that Lou Mitchell's is 100 years old. So they opened right after WGN started broadcasting. So they probably thought this is going to be a thing. So
yeah, I think the original morning man was probably over there having breakfast. I remember they used to hand out milk duds to the people in line.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that.
I don't know either, but I remember that because you used to always be a line there.
Yeah.
That was one of the nice things when I worked downtown being a police officer, is that we didn't have to wait in line to get breakfast at Lou Mitchell's. But it was interesting. I had never heard this story before. I read it in the
Sometimes
that the Route 66, legend has it, starts at Lou Mitchell's.
That's right.
And Route 66 opened up in 1926, and it supposedly starts or ends, depending on where you're coming from, right at Lou Mitchell's.
In Jackson, West Jackson. Yeah. By the way, before I forget, we had a text, ask the lieutenant if he remembers Hamilton Bar up near Loyola.
Oh,
because you were talking about your youth last week.
Yeah, I went to Hamilton's a lot. As a matter of fact, I had a friend who was when I got out of the Marine Corps, we used to hang out at Hamilton's with I have a friend who's now a lawyer, a retired John Vonger, and he had a roommate who was a teacher at Loyola who used to, he was some kind of a science teacher, and he used to make the best fireworks on the 4th of July. Got us in a lot of trouble.
You got to write your autobiography. You also have some breaking chicken news for us, don't you?
I do. Shaq's Chicken Shack, which, by the way, why didn't they name it Shaq's Chicken Shack? I think that would be great. But Big Chicken is, they're opening up a place at 9437 West Higgins, right there by Rosemont. And so it's supposed to be really good. There's lines getting in there, so I want to try that out. I like some good spicy.
That reminds me, when I open up my place, I'm going to hire kids to be in line so people think it's a good place.
Yeah.
Lieutenant, you've done your job. You've served, protected, and fed us. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey, let's be careful out here.